We are reading this morning from the Bhagavad-gita, a text which is called The Essence of the Bhagavad-gita. The lecture today will be a very educative lecture. It is called Kirtan is the Essence of the Bhagavata. And you will have to see if it is convincingly presented. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Devam Prataswa Priyanamakirtya
Kanurako Drutta
Prachitta
uccai
Jatatana
Yati
loka baya
By chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord, one comes to the stage of love of Godhead. Then the devotee is fixed in his vow as an eternal servant of the Lord, and he gradually becomes very much attached to a particular name and form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As his heart melts with ecstatic love, he laughs very loudly or cries or shouts. Sometimes he sings and dances like a madman, for he is indifferent to public opinion. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Arshane Nirvishesha Shunyavani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 This verse appears again in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching, or the, I'm saying it wrongly, the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And because in that context there we have a purpose of Bhavishita Prabhupada, I thought to just read you the content in which this verse appears. It is important to understand this, because you know, when you have the main book of your tradition, which is Bhagavad Gita, but also the Bhagavatam, the Amara Purana, pure unadulterated Purana, you have something like the Bible of Krishna consciousness. It is whatever is in that book, that is what is to be done, and it is the last proof, really, of pramana for what you do in your spiritual life. So, in this kirtan course, we are looking at kirtan as the main sadhana. We now need to ask the question: is this just the invention of some particular group in the Hare Krishna movement? Is it just some more or less super enthusiastic statement, like one, you know, that sometimes a really good compost is the essence of farming, And because farming, someone might say, is the essence of Prabhupada's statement for the Western world, here gets already a little shaky. Is it really the essence of his statements? But someone may say like this, therefore compost is the essence of spiritual life. Someone may say like this. I'm just giving an example. So we would have to say, where is this in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada? We would have to see if someone says, this is the essence. If this is just an enthusiastic group of devotees who is very much centered around their own enthusiasm, or if it's really the fact, if it's really a statement of universal application. I would like to read to you now from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. My spiritual master, says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taught me a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. Therefore, he recited this verse again and again. Now comes the verse. Evam vata svapriyanava kirtya jata nurago druta citta ucchai asatya toro ditiro tigayati unmaravandityati lokavayam. The translation is slightly different, but it is on the same subject. When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, he cries, he becomes agitated and chants just like a madman, not caring for outside. So this Kirtya means to sing. You find the kirt, it's a little kirt, which is there in Kirtan, in there. The Guru, Ishvara Puri, told his disciple Mahaprabhu this found entrance in this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The verse continues, the verse, I firmly believe these words of my spiritual master. And therefore I always chant the holy name of the Lord alone and in the association of devotees. That holy name of Lord Krishna sometimes causes me to chant and dance, and therefore I chant and dance. Please do not think that intentionally I do this. No. I do it automatically. And now, on this section, there's a purport by Srila Prabhupada, which I would like to read to you. It is rather a long purport, and I will not be able to read all of it, but you will get the taste. You will also hear a little bit how Prabhupada deals with this phenomena called ecstasy in the Hare Krishna movement. This also, because chanting, dancing, laughing like a madman, wow, this is no longer just ordinary behavior, it's extraordinary behavior. So let us listen carefully and not give even a rose petal space for brother sleep in our mind. A person who cannot keep faith in the words of his spiritual master but acts independently never receives the authority to chant the holy name of the Lord. It is said in the Vedas, yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata guru tasya jagatita shata prakashanti mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. This Vedic injunction is very important, and Caitanya Mahaprabhu supported it by his personal behavior. He believed in the words of his spiritual master, and so he introduced the Sankirtan movement just as the present Krishna consciousness movement was started with belief in the words of our spiritual master. He, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wanted to preach. We believed in his words and tried somehow or other to fulfill them. And now this movement has become successful all over the world. Therefore, faith in the words of the spiritual master and in the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the secret of success. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never disobeyed the orders of his spiritual master and stopped propagating the Sankirtan movement. No. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami, at the time of his passing away, ordered all his disciples to work conjointly to preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. Later, however, some self-interested, foolish disciples disobeyed his orders. Each of them wanted to become head of the mission, and they fought in the cause, neglecting the order of the spiritual master, and the entire mission was defeated. We are not proud of this. However, the truth must be explained. We believed in the words of our spiritual master and started in a humble way, in a helpless way. But due to the force of the order of the supreme authority, this movement has become successful. A little while ago, maybe 3 days in the evening, we were discussing Srila Prabhupada's faith in the holy name as the main means to establish, to become Krishna conscious and to establish Krishna consciousness. And there was one god brother who said that Prabhupada was successful because of his faith in the holy name, and other god brothers of his who also came to the West to try to spread Krishna consciousness in the Western Hemisphere were not successful because their faith in the holy name was missing. Prabhupada here adds something to this statement. He said he had belief in the instruction of his spiritual master that chanting is the essence, really, and following this movement has become successful. Now he talks a little bit about ecstasy, which is also discussed in our movement, appropriate ecstasy, inappropriate ecstasy, and such subjects. So here he speaks about something of interest for this discussion. It is to be understood that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted and danced, he did so by the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never considered the holy name of the Lord to be a material vibration. Nor does any pure devotee mistake the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to be a material musical manifestation. And Lord Chaitanya never tried to be the master of the holy name. Rather, he taught us how to be servants of the holy name. If one chants the holy name of the Lord just to make a show, not knowing the secret of success, he may increase his bile secretion. That's a biological a glance, and it gives the gallon secrete, we say in German, but bile secretion. But he will never attain perfection chanting the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented himself in this way. I am a great fool and do not have knowledge of right and wrong. In order to understand the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra, I never followed the explanation of Shankara Sampradaya or my wise sannyasis. I am very much afraid of these illogical arguments of the Mayavadi philosophers. Nonetheless, goes on. The point here of possible interest for us is that as we engage in chanting, we should not chant imitatively, putting us above the chanting. No, we should just serve the holy name by chanting the sound vibration properly. This connection, one Mataji was concerned yesterday, a very nice Mataji, uttered a concern that sometimes in the course of chanting, she said, it may happen that devotees chant Hare Ramo, not Hare Rama. That would mean they would imitate the Bengali pronunciation. The Bengalis always say, Ramo! And after an hour they still are there. it should not be this Bengali cultural influence. It must be Rama properly pronounced. So we as servants should make sure we properly serve the holy name, do it rightly, not make imitations, and then something will happen, which I saw this morning happening. This morning I was a little, I was thinking, oh, hopefully the kirtan is brief, and we can, we are now a little finished from all this heat and all this intense day. Then I looked at all of you, and you also looked a little tired, just because it's hot and we are doing such an intense time here in Radha Desh. And then Guru Hari sang very beautifully, and you were all singing, you know, all of a sudden everyone danced very nicely. What had happened, according to this Prabhupada, and Prabhupada has talked about it in another place in Adi Lila. When one chants, there's a pleasure energy, it's called the Glani Shakti, which comes into the heart of the devotee, and the devotee may just naturally feel very enlivened and he may smile. I saw several of you smiling this morning. And even I, who am a very bad devotee, started to dance because I thought, this is very good. Let us forget our tiredness and our summer frustration. And because some change of consciousness happened. This is not a material influence, says Prabhupada, but it is actually the influence of the pleasure potency of the spiritual world. It's not like circus dancing. You can trim some dogs in the circus to dance. This is available in children's circus. I have seen many times, especially the dog called the Spitz is a good dancer. We as children, but they don't do it out of their own. They have to do it to get some food and so on. It's not really. It's just the acrobatics. So no, this is not the right type of dancing, says Prabhupada. It is due to the influence of the pleasure potency that the devotee stands. Good. This is a very, very interesting section of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Pujari, for giving us the darshan of the ladies and removing the curtain. Very good. So, I wanted to now, so this is now a very important theological statement. The essence of the main scripture for all Vaishnavas is according to the guru of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishvara Puri, the chanting of Krishna Nam in Sankirtan. How do you establish the essence of a scripture? There is an old tradition whereby six criteria are employed in order to determine the content of a text. It's a standard which is applied by Baladev Vidya Bhushana, also the great Shankara used this, great Acharyas of the Vaishnava Sampradaya, Ramanuja Marpa, used it, in Jiva Goswami, our own philosopher in the Chaitanya tradition, wrote about this particular, it's called exegetical method, we have a college here so we can use some academic words. Exegetical means you attract the exegesis is a Greek word, you extract the meaning of a text. And Jiva Goswami writes in the Paramahansa Sandhava about this method. How you apply six criteria and check your text, and then you can draw out the meaning. You must first look at upasakrama. It means you must look at the beginning of the verb. What is stated at the beginning of the verb? Then you must look at upasamara. What does the author repeat at the end, at his conclusion of the verb? Then you must look at abhyasa. Is something repeated again and again by the author in the book? If it is, then you can know whether this is important here in this book. Is apurva phala? Apurva phala means, is an extraordinary result mentioned? Like if you do this thing which I said at the beginning, which I said at the end, which I repeated over and over again, is a description of what happens if you do this. Then Arthavada, is there like a real glorification by the author about this, which highlights the text? And then Upapati, is there a reasoning or the application of logic in the text, where the author says that because of this and this and this, this particular point with which I have opened, which I have ended, which I have repeated over and over again, where I said there's an extraordinary result when you do it, which I have glorified, but because it's because of this and this that this is there, then you know this is the essence of the scripture. Am I clear to you? Can you follow me? These are the six types of criteria in scripture. Now, we have to look. Is the Bhagavatam opening with kirtan? Is it ending with kirtan? is it again and again repeated? Is some extraordinary result promised when you do kirtan? Is it really glorified? And then what is the logic behind it? Why is kirtan the essence? And if we do this study and we find out after this study to our full satisfaction, my God, it's kirtan. It's not just some kirtan bolas, some people who can't do anything else than singing in their life, who say kirtan is the essence of the Hare Krishna movement. No, it's really there. It's just, oh my God, I didn't know this. It's for everyone at all times, really. Good. Let us look at the upasakrama, that is the opening of the Bhagavatam. It starts right with a glorification. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And at the end of this verse it says, Satyam Param Dhimahi. This is Satyam, the highest truth about whom I meditate is Lord Krishna. So it starts with the song, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And at the end of this, the conclusion, it says again, Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Sakshine. We offer our obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vasudev. And the very last verse says, how do we offer our obeisances? Nama Sankirtanam Yasya. You hear Nama means the holy name. Sankirtanam, you understand? Kirtan, yes. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord. It's called Namami Harim Param. That's really the last line. The name of Hari. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari. The congregational chanting of whose holy names destroys all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto him relieves us from all material suffering. This Namami Harim Param or Nama Sankirtam is repeated, that's the next point, in His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj counted over 400 times in the Bhagavatam. It says directly the Kirtan of Haris. Hari is the name of Krishna's name. Would you like to hear one example?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you, it would be interesting. So, is it repeated? Here is one verse. For me, it is really the favorite verse. Kale dosha nide raja asti che ko mahanguna. Now, kirtanat eva krishnasya. I think we can understand. Kirtan, eva. We have one eva from Chile in our program. Eva means certainly, in case you didn't know. Kirtanat eva. Krishnasya, the name of Krishna, not just some Ganesh Kirtan or Durga Kirtan, but Kirtanat eva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Param Vrajat. My dear King, it says, although the age of Kali is terrible, it's an ocean of fog, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting, Prabhupada translates it like this, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya, one can become free from material bondage, that's not all, and he can be promoted to the transcendental kingdom of God. And it says again, one verse later, that during other yugas, other processes in Kali Yuga, it's simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra that this result is okay. But the Bhagavatam also laments. It says, people somehow don't get it. They talk about, the Bhagavatam talks about a person who is dying on his deathbed. Here, terrified. Because he now has to die, a man collapses on his bed. If this man, who's hardly conscious, you know, he's just collapsed, he's broken down, And he does know what he says. If he utters the holy name of the Lord, he can, with one stroke, be free from all his karmic reactions and achieve the supreme destination that's possible. But although this is known in the age of Kali, people will just not worship the Supreme Lord. They will do kirtan. Now, number four, apurva phala. In the Bhagavatam, we will hear that there is an unheard result of when you chant. You've never heard this in any other scriptures. It is unprecedented. And it's something really new, something which we have never considered. And the result which the Bhagavatam promises or talks about is when you do kirtan of Krishna's name, your prarabdha karma will be destroyed. Now, it is known in transcendental philosophy, in other sampradayas, that you can destroy the reaction to your karmas which are not yet manifested. You can do that by rituals and by certain procedures. In other words, the karma avalanche which is going to come in the future, you can destroy this. But nowhere is a process offered that you can destroy the parata, that is the manifested karma, that is what you experience now, miseries, for instance, like no money to build things, or the misery of having a deformed body, or the misery of being born in the Western culture and not being very sensitive for spiritual things. It's just not in our genetics code, a little bit under the molds, bros. This is parapta karma. We Westerners have our disqualification. But the scripture that the Bhagavatam says, listen to this. If you do the kirtan of Hari's name, your parapta karma, that is, you know, your stuff, we say in English slang, and I know our devotees have a use of this language. Our stuff, you know, our what we are now, our bad character in my case, for instance, or things like what is parapta, what is manifested, what is there, that can be destroyed without having to go through it. In other many things, when you have a bad karma, you have to just go through it when it's manifested. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had so much faith, just imagine like this, when in his ashram devotees got sick, which is parapta or manifested karma, he said, now you must chant Hare Krishna. No need to go to the pharmacy to get the medicine, because the chanting will destroy your parapta karma. It's like this, and the devotees did it. And apparently it worked, otherwise the movement would have died right there. So this parapta karma, this is unheard of problems. It is, there is a verse in the Bhagavatam where this is discussed. Au vato sva choto gariyan yat jiva kreva tate nama. Do you recognize it? Tuvyam te pustapaste yuhu shashnuaya brahmanucho nama grinanti. Nama means name and grinanti means singing. You know, it's now unprecedented. We must say it in an unprecedented voice, I guess. Oh. Aho means oh ho. You know, it means like wow. wow in contemporary. When you would want to say wow in Sanskrit, you say aho. You know, oh, how glorious. Oh, better is the language of contemporary man. Wow, how glorious are they whose tongues are chanting your holy name. Even if they are born in the family of dog eaters, such persons are worshipable. Birth persons who chant the holy name of your lordship must in the past have executed all kinds of austerities and fire sacrifices and achieved all the good manners of the Aryans. To be chanting the holy name of your lordship, they must have bathed at holy places of pilgrimage, studied the Vedas, and fulfilled everything required. My dear devotees, this is something we need to know. In the logic of the times when the Bhagavatam was spoken, someone who is a Shudra, means a dog eater, cannot read the Vedas. He just doesn't have the capacity to do so. But here the text is, if they chant, they have already read all the Vedas. They have. It means, this verse explains that the holy name destroys Pairagya Kama, what you are now. In other words, it transforms you entirely. It makes you into a new person. So let me now look at the wristwatch, because we have to maybe go to from here. This point, really, that is spoken in a few verses, that yes, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says in commenting on another verse, it is so well known that Pairagya Kama is destroyed only by experiencing it. Now, do you sometimes have this? We say, oh, I guess you have to go through your karma. Isn't that what we say in our Hare Krishna movement? Yeah. Just strictly philosophically, it is not entirely true. You could change the Pairagya Kama. This is an ordinary understanding of spiritualism, and you will see this repeated in the New Age scene a lot. Yet there are some things you just have to go through. That's how you learn. Isn't it? We think like someone. I think often like this, and there is a human reality which we cannot, unfortunately, overlook entirely. But if someone would, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, it's well known that Pairagya Kama is destroyed only by experiencing it. That's the normal understanding. You will find it in many devotees also, this understanding. Could chanting the name destroy our Pairagya Kama? Things like cancer and so on. This verse answers, because the Lord has unlimited energies, one of those energies certainly will destroy Pairagya Kama. But again, in the verse it says, how this is done. One moment. If you chant, here says, Prabhupada's translation, he says, what to speak of those who are under the direction of the great devotees, chanting the holy name of the unlimited has unlimited potency. The personality of Godhead is unlimited in potency and transcendental by its attributes, and he is called Ananta. If just Here is the verse for you. Kuta puna grinatu nama. Grinatu nama means again taking the name. If just by being under the directions of great devotees is already so powerful, then what doubt is there for one who chants the name of the unlimited Lord that his parapta karma will be destroyed? So this is the unprecedented statement of the Bhagavatam. You will not find it in any other scripture. In other scriptures you will find you have to go through your parapta karma. There is no other way to do it. The Bhagavatam says, ordinarily speaking, that's right. But if someone under the direction of the pure devotee will chant the kirtan of the name fully, then change is possible. And there are examples in the Hare Krishna movement where devotees, for instance, who were diagnosed cancer, went somewhere, did kirtan, and after the next investigation, the cancer was gone. I do remember in Wiesbaden, there was one devotee, Mataji, who had been diagnosed as having cancer in the uterus. That's a particular part of the body, and it had to be surgically removed. There was no other way to save the life of this devotee. And the devotee just somehow didn't want that, because in her case it would mean she would never be able to bear children again. It would be such a heavy surgical thing, and she wanted to have children. And so she did, she just had faith in the holy name. At that time we did not really discuss these subjects so much. No one really advised her, of all the devotees, that, because it's a delicate subject really. But she decided on her own to just have faith in the holy name. And then she went 1 month later again for that, what is it? X-ray test. And the growth, it had not continued to grow, which was unusual. The cancer had stayed. So she asked, what should I do? And I said, well, if you have faith like this, why don't you go again in 1 month? Let's check. And she did. And 1 month, it had become smaller. Then again, it had become smaller after 3 months, and then it was gone. And it was such a case that the doctor, the professor, wanted to know, what did you do? What happened? Because this is not happening with such type of cancer. She said, well, I have faith in Krishna. We do our singing in the temple. And can I report your case to the Bildzeitung? Bildzeitung, if you know Germany, Bildzeitung, my God, Bildzeitung is the final authority for the Germans. It's a big, the fastest selling, the most selling newspaper. It always has amazing articles, like, I read just when I came on the plane, my neighbor read, of course, the Bildzeitung, what else? And it has, titles like, Good Morning, Mr. Murder, and really very Bildzeitung. It's in other words, I make a joke about it. It's a little bit sensational. So it was reported to the Bildzeitung, and the Bildzeitung put this on, that by chanting, this particular thing was removed. I'm just putting it in the room. I guess it takes faith to do this, and I wouldn't recommend those who have illnesses and who may not be totally on the, I would say, go to the doctor also and see and so on. And don't make Krishna your servant, that you say, okay, I chant and now Krishna has to come and to remove my cancer. That would not be the right logic, really. A devotee should be, as we heard from Prabhupada, the servant of the Holy Name. And then the doctors should take care of these ailments. And let us take use of the doctors. I think that's a safe way to say. But I just wanted to say this is unprecedented. And it's not known in other philosophies that kirtan has the power to remove prarabdha karma. And the logic of the way the Bhagavatam argues this is not in such a sensational case as the Bild-Zeitung, but it says, those who were born as low-class people with all the limitations which that means, you know, who ate dog flesh to supply the bodies with the energy, and all the amount of low consciousness which this all brings, you know, by chanting the holy name, it must be understood that they are more qualified even than brahmanas. Who changes. In other words, they have been totally transformed. That's the thing. Now, at the end of this, I want to say, what logic does the Bhagavatam give for such one thing more. Then, what was the other thing?
Glorification by the author.
Glorification. Yes, great glorification of the Holy Name. That great glorification is there in the story of Ajamil, which appears, if I'm right, in the sixth canto. Do you know how many cantos the Bhagavatam has? 12. Do you know what is the number 6? It's the heart. So it is placed strategically, the story, in the middle of the book. What is the incident? That there was someone who used to be a Brahmin, but who left his Brahminical culture in order to live together in a vile marriage, you call it Wilde Ehe in Germany. There was not really something sanctioned by the scriptures with a person who knew the art of temptation, a prostitute in other words. And they had several children, and when he was 85, he made another child whom he called, not he called, she called the child Narayan. So at the time of death, this sinner who lived really by robbing pilgrims and all kinds of people, and who had committed murder also, this person, very degraded person, when he was dying, he saw how the Yamadutas, the messengers of death, were approaching him to put the noose of death around his soul and jerk the soul out of the body, like a dentist might eject a tooth and jerk it out of the mouth. So Ajamil, this was the name of this person, was very, very afraid, and in his fear, out of fear, he called his son Narayan, who was playing nearby. Narayan! And as he did so, the unlimited Lord of the spiritual world heard that a sinner was calling, not even directly, but indirectly, his name. He meant someone else. It's a form of Chaya Namabas. So he thought, the Lord thought, because this poor soul has chanted my holy name, therefore it is my duty to take care of him. He is now mine. And swiftly sent his servants, the Vishnu Dutas, who told the Yama Dutas that they had no right to take the soul, and sent the Yama Dutas away. And then the Yama Dutas, the Vishnu Dutas, gave this poor soul another chance. They saved him from death. He came up, he understood it, and regretted his past life, and he went to Haridwar and became a chanter of the holy name. Then after some time, he again saw those four Vishnu Dutas, the servants of Lord Narayan, who had come with a Vimana, a transcendental airplane, to take him back home, back to Godhead. This particular narration uses a logic. If already a sinner who chanted the holy name, indicating someone else than the Lord, someone else, means his son, was liberated and saved from death and given a chance and then went back home, back to Godhead. If this happened to a sinner, how much more? It's called the kamutik. It's a certain logic. Please forgive me. It's in my notes. This doesn't help us if it's somewhere on paper. It should be in the air. Anyways, it's one Sanskrit word. It's the logic of how much more, if already for the sinner this works, how much more will it work for someone who's avoiding sinful life and who's chanting with faith in the Lord? If already this let us call him by the name, this murderer. If he already received this result, how much more is this is a glorification. This story is very much used. It's repeated. Again, Srila Prabhupada talked about this many times. And you might now ask yourself, after hearing so much glorification in Kirtan, you might be a little bit like... you might say, my God, this is not an exaggeration, Maharaj. I mean, this really, you're stretching our faith too much. Yes, you have given Bhagavad verses, but I am really a non-believer of these things, Please convince my doubting self that the Bhagavatam is right in saying that Kirtan is the essence. And, I don't know if I will be successful when someone wants to doubt it, and although he has seen all the proofs, well, it's, I guess everyone's right to make up his mind, but let us bring now our attention on the argument and see if it is convincing us. The Bhagavatam in the 12th canto, that's the end of the verse, describes the symptoms of the age of Kali. And it comes to the conclusion that in this age everything is influenced by this inauspicious age, and therefore objects which you may use in your worship and in your ritual, places where you go, holy places, and even individuals, you yourself are under the influence of this inauspicious age. There's only one personality who's beyond the influence of Kali, And that is the Lord, the Supreme Lord. So, a sadhana or practice which is based on your own capabilities will not be successful, because you are in Kali Yuga influenced by the age, and the places which you choose to do lead your spiritual life, the objects with which you do this, the practices like austerities, breath control, showing compassion to others, is all very good. Bathing in holy places, charity, and even chanting various mantras, says the Bhagavatam, cannot really work because of the inky atmosphere, if you want, and everything is polluted. The only thing which works is when the Lord Himself comes and appears. You cannot dispel darkness with darkness. You need to bring a categorically different thing. You can bring in the darkness glasses, it will not bring the darkness away. You can bring cups, you can do so many things. But only when the sun comes in, or the sun rays. So the Bhagavatam says, because the name of the Lord is not different spiritually than the Lord Himself, the Lord is present in this name. And therefore when the Lord comes into your heart, it is like the sun rises in the darkness, and then the work can be done. The Bhagavatam gives an example. If you have metal, let us say, well, this is treated metal, but if you have metal like iron, and it is discolored by maybe there's some zinc in it or some copper and so on, and you cannot bring out the copper out of this iron by taking some water or by blowing on it. Only if you bring fire into the iron, then it will melt and the copper will go one way and the iron another, and then you have pure iron. So the Bhagavatam says, because Krishna's name is not different from Krishna, Krishna comes into your life when you chant it, and then Krishna removes all the anattas and everything from the heart. That's the logic of the Bhagavatam. That's why it makes such a strong case for kirtan. I encourage you to think about this. If you want to hear arguments from the Shastra, this lecture was based only on verses of the Bhagavatam, then you might feel you would like to listen again to this lecture. Go through it, think about it, and then see how you can make kirtan more prominent in your life. It is the desire of the devotees who made this kirtan course to offer devotees an understanding of the holy name, and then give them skills so that they feel confident to sing kirtan at their home, in their environment, also in temples. When someone comes, Prabhu, can you sing kirtan? They say, yes, I know, I can try my best as a servant. And in this way, kirtan can spread. The kirtan course should not be seen as just a course for ourselves, as we students should understand. Yes, first we need to become convinced and able ourselves, but then it's nice if we can spread kirtan in our towns, in our villages, in our homes, and become servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, and thus fleece Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas. This is very much, and then the students of to take this serious and become trained and transformed. Some of you might be shy, like I am shy by nature, but by kirtan you sing, and then you lose your shyness also. Shyness means prarapta kama. Then you can do nice service, and you can dedicate your life to this mission of spreading Krishna consciousness as a real torchbearer of kirtan in your town and so on. And then when we have many people who want to chant, we need a big hall in Radhadesh to accommodate them to sing like anything, the kirtan of the holy name, which will resonate beyond the borders of Belgium, beyond the borders of Australia, there are the Europe, so on. And, we can do this, but it will only work if the overall understanding of kirtan grows, and the overall interest of kirtan grows, and if we are become convinced, yes, this is the essence of the Bhagavatam. Ishvara Puri said it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He had faith in this, and therefore he describes, he spread it all over the world. So then we join this movement of his ecstatic of singing Krishna's holy name, and let me do something valuable with my short life span. And so on. If we can become convinced like this, then kirtan can grow, and when kirtan grows, then it is easy, because there is an actual need to supply the facilities. There will be people who look forward. Money is not a problem the moment there is enough interest and enough conviction in the air, and then everything can happen. So this is a little outlook, a little something in the future. I invite all the students and all those who are here to become members in the kirtan movement, the sankirtan movement, which we call the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Become not sleeping members, but singing members. You know, if you want to be quoted, you have to say the short things. Hare Krishna. So we have we need to end here. We cannot take questions on this, because now Lord, the kirtan will go to Den Haag. I heard that we will now go and up to the room and do kirtan to usher Lord Jagannath into his car. He will go to Den Haag. That's a city on the channel looking towards England, and we will do kirtan there. Or there will be a Ratha Yatra festival with a procession. So I'm saying this because we have many new students here who need to know what Ratha Yatra is. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaura Premanandi ki jai,
Shri Krishna Maharaj ki jai. Maharaj, this